Gordo. Brought to us by Man's Best Friend, TexasLending.com, A Number One Air, and MetterAuto.com.
All right, choose your own adventure. Would you like the thing you should watch out for, or would you like a little bit of food for thought?
Watch out for. That sounds scary.
It does sound scary.
All right. You guys want to be frightened. Well, Mark Cuban, the ticket's own Mark Cuban, owner of the Mavs, and I guess he's turning into an anti-Trump guy. Is Mark really liberal? He's more libertarian, I would think, right? If you were to classify his politics.
Probably.
Yeah.
Politics. Well, he tweets yesterday this picture, and he says this was being sold at Trump rallies. And I don't know if this is from a Trump rally or not, but it is a guy wearing a T-shirt, and it is a little bit disturbing, I think. It's not really reassuring to me, but I guess this is the current mood among some pockets of America. George, want to read that shirt out loud?
Rope, period, tree, period, journalist. Some assembly required.
Rope, tree, journalist.
Oh, no.
Some assembly required.
Wow.
I mean, all three of us have some friends who are journalists, right?
Oh, wow. I'm a respected journalist.
Yeah, if we don't consider ourselves journalists, we certainly have friends who are journalists. And I think this is the thing that's so concerning about it is now everything, nothing has accountability anymore because everything is not literal, right? You can wear that sign, that shirt, and to me it's off-putting because it's like, God, that means my friend John and Melissa and these people who are journalists that I know, I mean, they're talking about them. And this guy says, no, I'm not talking about them. I'm just talking about kind of journalists as a concept in general. Not one specific one.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything becomes both, I really mean this, and don't take me literally. Which that leaves us with no accountability, and there's no talking. There's no common ground. We don't even have, nobody's saying anything in particular. They're just grunting in emotion, I guess. But I would say that shirt, man, you shouldn't wear that. That's real people you're talking about.
Right.
You're talking about hanging them because they published a story that you don't like or that you don't think is accurate. And so you threaten death, but that's just okay because, hey, it's just exaggeration. Come on, man, lighten up. Well, and then I say to that guy, lighten up. Don't be putting death threats on shirts. Live a little lighter than that.
Yeah, I'd like to know what he does for a living and how he'd react if he saw his job featured on a shirt like that.
Yes. Would he be offended if it was, you know, Trump supporter, rope, a tree, some assembly required? Would he go, I actually like that kind of, you know, just a, right. It's kind of a neat shirt.
Or whatever he does, to put food on his family's table. Let's say he's a truck driver.
Yeah, truck driver.
And some people are upset because truck drivers get in the left lane too much. And so they wear a shirt like that. Truck driver, rope, tree, some assembly required. Would he laugh that off? Would he think, I know you're not talking about everybody?
I just doubt it. Anyway, I don't know if that was actually at a Trump rally or not. Cuban is claiming it is. Wherever that was, I think that that's a bad shirt. That's a flawed shirt.
Yes.
God. That's a flawed shirt. I know journalists, and I don't want them. They shouldn't be hung. What are you talking about? Has this guy been so misled in the whole...
If they're trying to take down our country...
Who? Who's trying to take down our country?
Media, journalists, you.
But I thought, you are fake news.
But this guy at the same time would also talk about how politicians are taking down our country. So why didn't he put up there, you know, anyone who holds elected office, tree rope? I just don't get it. Here's another little, here's your mind vitamin for you. Your food for thought. The three scourges of human history have been famine, plague, and war. But today, people in most countries are more likely to die from eating too much rather than too little, more likely to die of old age than a great plague, and are more likely to commit suicide than to die in war.
Interesting.
We've gotten better. The world has gotten better. Our now our dangers are basically of excess and freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And
that depresses us.
Yeah. You know, it is interesting how you have... I look at all these, you know, my liberal blogs sitting there arguing about all this detailed jargon that is just a bunch of ridiculous words that they came up with in some laboratory at a college, right? And then they debate the terms and all this. And I think, you think the guy on the street who's just trying to get a meal in front of his family is worried about this and that and this intersectionality and all this? No. All of this, so many of our problems are... only problems because we have solved the basic problems of death and pestilence and all that. They're problems of privilege, basically.
Yes.
We're only allowed to even think about these higher ideas of this and that because we're not scraping to try to just get a fork of shoe leather in our mouth to get some sustenance.
Yeah, it's on the opposite end for so many people who are caught up in the keeping up with the Joneses thing, that they have surrounded themselves with an excess of material belongings, but they are also in debt up to their eyeballs because of that, and that's the problem they've created, and it's come from excess.
In debt up to their eyeballs, and then they're going out and buying a $25 book on minimalism after they've bought all this other stuff, right, that was going to make them feel whole and complete and successful and good.
Get rid of this stuff.
I know. We have so many problems that do come from excess and freedom. I'm not saying that those are bad things or that the opposite is preferable, but we certainly all know that our great-grandfathers would look at half the stuff we bitch about on Twitter or to our friends and go, good God, man, you should have seen the way we grew up. And we make fun of them for saying the uphill both ways to school thing.
Yep.
But, you know, there is a little something to their point. Which is that all these problems that you bitch about because, man, these earbuds that I bought freaking 2 months ago don't even work anymore.
Yeah, I'm redoing a couple of things around my house, and I imagine my grandparents coming over and me telling them what I'm redoing and them saying, what? It looks fine to me. Why do you need...
Right.
This is you have air conditioning? What more do you need to redo?
Oh, I know. Well, the general concept of redecorating, I don't think was a big deal back in Little House in the Prairie days.
No.
When they were like, Charles, let's redo this room. We really ought to do this and this and this. Oh, they didn't have a choice. You tried to get it right, and then you lived with it for your whole life just like that.
Of course, two generations before them, if they had visited Little House on the Prairie, they would have thought, wow, you guys, you've got it made.
Got a wagon?
This is indoors? Yeah.
You get food from a store?
Your house is indoors?
Your house is indoors.
And then this little observation. Yesterday was an interesting, I guess, birthday. I'm going to call it a birthday. Because in April of 1994, at the age of 27, Kurt Cobain was killed either by his own hand or by a vast conspiracy. I don't
know. Got sick and passed away.
I think clearly he killed himself, but there are some out there who like to. Anyway, he would have been 50 years old yesterday. Kurt Cobain.
I can't imagine him at 50.
I know it. What would he be like? Would he?
Would he still be rocking?
I bet he'd still be doing music. Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
50 years of age, Kurt Cobain. He's still so frozen at 27.
I know.
What would he look like at 50? Would he have the...
kind of Neil Young looking, maybe?
Receding hairline.
Receding hairline, the monk ring of hair back behind it and everything. That would look so weird and have a big old beer gut with a Martin guitar kind of set up on it like a flat top guitar. Or lap steel. So he would have been 50.
I ask you what the conspiracy is surrounding his death? I've never heard of this.
Well, that the suicide note was really about him just wanting to leave the music industry. It wasn't about him wanting to leave life. And that the bottom part of it looks like something was added. The last paragraph was added to it by someone forging his handwriting. And that Courtney may have had something to do with it.
To get his money?
To get his money.
Didn't she kind of already have it?
Whatever. I don't know. I guess some people say that maybe he was trying to leave her or whatever. It's just, once again, it's a bunch of people who need to just read Occam's Razor and just the rule and just please. I mean, so much. Yeah, a depressed heroin addict is not really a risk for suicide. Right. I don't know what you're even talking about there.
He never looked happy.
No. It's like, oh, well, he wasn't moody at all. What? Kurt Cobain? So anyway, he would have been 50. And God bless
How
him.
How old were you when that happened? When he died?
It was 12, 13? Is that right? No, 20.
Was
22.
That everyone? Oh, really?
That was right around the start of the ticket, right?
Yeah, it was right at the beginning of the ticket. Okay. April of 94.
Yeah, okay.
So, 21, 22.
On the air, yeah.
And yeah, I remember I was in a car repair shop because that was back when the car I had had to be in the shop every other week. And I was in there and I heard that he had died. And I still remember Courtney reading the suicide note to everyone over the loudspeakers.
Creepy.
Out in a public park.
Like, how long after the death did she do that?
I think the next day or something.
What?
Look at Junior getting...
Oh, that's suspicious.
That's a bit quick. The next day, huh?
Well, I don't know. It may have been a couple days later. I just was carried live
on
MTV.
You said next day. You're trying to cover something up now.
No, but I believe Kurt Cobain killed himself or he was killed by Lee Harvey Oswald. Oh, he did that too! Oh! And a notable death that we missed in Muse yesterday was Norma McCovey. Remember her name?
Yes, that's Jane Roe.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
Correct. Jane Roe from Roe v. Wade. She passed away at the age of 69. Norma McCorvey. Sorry, I said McCovey. At the age of 69, died in Katy, Texas. Where she was in, some sort of home. Down there. It was not...
She flipped after Roe v. Wade, right?
She sure did. She became an evangelical Christian, and she was pro-life. She was an anti-abortion advocate. She was 100% pro-life. And she didn't even believe in an abortion for extreme situations, like if the woman got pregnant by a rapist.
Mm-hmm.
She said, which, you know, I admire this logical consistency. This idea that, you know, you can kill a child, if you believe that's a child, right?
Right.
That you can kill a child for something they had nothing to do with.
Mm-hmm.
That seems pretty scary, doesn't it?
Yes.
That we just carve out that little area of, okay, well, I mean, you know, you can kill that infant. I just...
Yeah.
So, but I think that we do that because it's our little workaround that makes it a little bit more palatable in our own minds.
Right.
And we never really...
Turn it into a liberal choice, I guess.
What's that?
Now it's all about choice, and that's a woman's body. And yeah.
Right. Which I've also...
That's kind of incongruent for your friends on the left, isn't it?
Well, they say it's a woman's choice. It's her body, and if she's hosting that thing, that growth, right, mm-hmm. the fetus, then it's her choice whether or not to get rid of it. Which I understand, yeah, people talk about a woman's right to her own body, but I think oftentimes that is ignored in that whole thought process is, okay, but what if we have competing rights? Is a person's right to life, if this is a person, yeah. okay, is a person's right to life, does that supersede a woman's right to her own body for those 9 months?
888-787-1310. Let's take some calls on this. I don't think that's ever been done in radio before.
What, taking calls?
On abortion.
I want the fetus.
Hey, mark that what George said that. We can use his as a
no,
drop there,
don't
too.
Mark that.
But yeah, I mean, which I think is a very good debatable point. If that is a person, does their right to life supersede a woman's right to her body for that amount of time that she would be pregnant?
I have thoughts on that, but I don't have time to get to them right now. It's 6:47 on the ticket.
Got him slowed down saying it.
And we have to talk some Big 12
hoops with Gordo, brought to us by D&M Leasing and All-Pro Foundation Repair.
Well, that surgeon who was on trial and he was convicted of killing 2 patients and maiming 4, making them, actually crippling them, he was sentenced to life in prison.
Good.
Life in prison for Christopher Dunch. I know you'd been following this case, Junior. He was, at 46 years of age, he goes from being a neurosurgeon or whatever to being prisoner number three, or whatever his number is.
Mm-hmm.
Life in prison. Yeah, he operated between, this happened between July of 2012 and June 2013. That's when he crippled four patients and caused the death of two others.
Part of it was because he was incompetent. The other part was that he was big into the drugs.
Was it the cocaine?
The cocaine.
Mm. Mm.
And man, some of the stories of his botched procedures are horrifying.
I know. And weren't there people in the operating room that were thinking that this guy, what is he doing?
Right.
But there's that, the awkwardness of confronting someone, I guess, is so great.
Yeah, he's not the only one in the OR. You know, there are nurses or an assistant doctor, a co-doctor, a co-pilot.
Co-doctor.
That have to be observing this and thinking, what are you doing?
John Wiley Price, getting his day in court. Finally, the time is here. After half a decade, that's when the FBI went public with their investigation of Price 5 years ago. And now, today, jury selection begins in this public corruption trial. He faces up to 33 years in prison. And the prosecutors are claiming that John Wiley took more than $900,000 in cash, cars, and land as bribe payments in exchange for helping some companies get county contracts from Dallas County.
So I have a question for you two guys, because mm-hmm. you're kind of John Wiley Price experts.
What?
I don't know about that.
Number one, do you think he will be found guilty? And number two, if he's found guilty, will he actually do prison time, or will he just get probation and have to pay a fine?
I expect him to skate.
You do?
It seems like nothing ever sticks to him.
Nope.
But this is the this is the FBI, though.
I know, and I'm not familiar with all the evidence that they have against him, but I don't know. It seems like we've heard rumors about him doing illegal things for a long time, and it seems like he always gets away with it.
But this is the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
I know.
He has served 32 years on the Dallas County Commissioner's Court.
Wow. My big question is, what sort of eyewear is he going to use during the trial? What do you think?
Well, you know, a while back he went from the wood shop glasses that he used to wear.
Mm-hmm. To the cream glasses?
Yeah. And now, isn't he using like the Where's Waldo glasses now?
Oh, I think so, yeah.
I think so. I need to repost my tense interview with him that I did on the old Gordon Keith show.
Can't believe he agreed to come on your show.
I can't either. And he didn't take a swing at me. The last thing you see before that interview is my producer warning me not to bring up race.
Didn't you bring it up?
And then the first thing out of my mouth when it cuts to the interview is, so you're black. He was a really good sport, though. He won me over on that because he was just, he sat there and he played along with the bit, and it was just fun.
Yeah, didn't you ask him if he was going to take a swing at you or something like that?
Yeah, I think so. And we went through all the list of offensive terms.
Oh, my God.
Black Friday was one of them. Why does it have to be Black Friday? Why is White Christmas so good? I was siding with him on some of this stuff. You know, this is ridiculous. John Wiley, jury selection today is the story. The editor of the... Do you guys take Texas Monthly, by the way?
No.
Take it? No, I buy it. When I see it.
Well, I mean, you know, do you subscribe?
No.
You ever heard it worded that way?
Take it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I take Texas Monthly and Newsweek and whatever.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Well, in a story published online yesterday, the editor was talking about his vision for the magazine. His name is Tim Taliaferro. And he said they were going to boost their lifestyle coverage. And the quote from it was, "Texans don't care about politics." And then he really stepped in it there, because a lot of Texans started tweeting, yeah, we do actually care about politics. But the editor-in-chief says that, hey, this was taken out of context. That they were going to... But he says they are shifting their coverage. And Texas Monthly is a very well-respected publication nationwide. But if he makes it all lifestyle, is it just going to be, hey, look who Keanu's dating? Amber Heard.
No, I think they do more Texas stories, like best summer trip to take through the hill country and
best
like
barbecue.
That. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I want them to do some serious stuff too, not just best of.
I just want to know about barbecue.
Okay, George just wants to know about barbecue. Couple of quick hits from the national news. Our national news desk has handed me a couple of quick hits.
Wow,
yeah.
Who's on that?
Sportsman Johnny.
We have quite an operation that the P1 doesn't get to see because it's behind the scenes, but our news operation is huge.
It's layered.
Very.
Our president has appointed Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster to the new National Security Advisor post. And this is a widely respected military strategist, they say. And he's known for challenging conventional thinking. And he's known for helping to turn around the Iraq War.
The most.
So it's worst.
All right. Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. So this seems to be getting, this guy seems to be getting good reviews from everyone. That Trump's nominated. And then we had this odd death. Tell me if this scares you at all. Vitaly Churkin.
Vitaly Churkin.
He is the Russian ambassador to the United Nations.
Did we off him?
He died yesterday morning while at work in Manhattan.
Very suspicious.
How old?
65. He would have turned 65 today, so he dies the day before his 65th
Russian
birthday.
Diet. What's their average life expectancy over there?
Dude, he was living over here.
George, I know, but for the last, what, couple of years?
I think he's been here for quite a while.
They do.
Look at George. Look at him standing up saluting.
He loves this song. Look at him.
Look at
a great song.
He's doing the Heil Hitler.
I am not.
You're so confused. Listen, look at him. He loves it. Okay, dude, just learn the words.
I'm singing them right
there. Ski Na La Fooly is not in that.
You sure?
Yeah, I just went to Metro lyrics and it didn't have that.
Summer Bash.
Yeah, start
That'd
Summer
be great.
Bash.
I get a choir with me. We'll just nail
okay,
this
will
thing.
You learn this?
Yeah, I'll learn it.
And we can get some of our Russian P1s to sing it with you?
Yeah. We'll raise the flag. See, look at Gordo. He's swelling up now.
Imagine the public.
God,
that.
Both of you are anti-American.
No.
Or maybe you're just pro-Russian.
Pro-Russian music.
By the way, the lifespan in Russia is 70 compared to the U.S. 78.
See, I knew it was lower.
We live 8 years
longer.
You didn't
quite get there.
This guy died at 65. The Russian government said that he died suddenly, but they did not specify a cause.
Uh-huh.
The NYPD says that there are no indications of foul play. He did have a history of medical problems, this Russian ambassador, including leukemia and heart ailments. He was a former child actor who starred in 3 films.
Odd. Over here or over there?
I think over there.
Was he in bad news? Was he in Bad News Bears? Was he Humperdinck?
I don't know. Let's listen to some of his work.
Catch Me Outside. How about that?
I was in The Hunt for Red October.
And then here he was talking about he likes to do bad things.
Catch Me Outside.
Well,
how about that?
I don't think that's him. He was widely considered to be a master diplomat. That he was great at it.
The master.
So, Vitaly Churkin. Yeah, at the age of 64, the Russian ambassador.
No, he did not grow up around here.
To the U. To the UN. I think this was a funny little story that came out about all the websites that the president has registered. Like, and this is smart of him. He's registered Donald Trump sucks, I hate TrumpVodka.com, TrumpRussia.com, TrumpFraud.org. I don't know why that's it's a nonprofit site there. Trump Empire, Trump Scam, Trump Network Fraud, Trump Network Ponzi Scheme.com. Trump owns all those websites.
Do you like websites?
I do like websites.
I think that's smart of him, just to kind of outflank everyone, keep from getting annoying websites cranked up using your name. David Cassidy of the Partridge Family. We talked about him at this time yesterday about his performance at a concert in which he was rambling, appeared to be so drunk, he's hitting himself in the face with a microphone on accident, he's falling down, hugging his guitar, going on long rants that no one knows what he's talking about, his band trying to cut him off by starting up in the next song while he's still trying to talk to the audience.
Off.
Well, here a couple days after that concert, David Cassidy announces he has dementia.
Oh, man.
Way to go, George. Way to go.
Me? Why are you putting it on me?
You know. You willed this on him.
You root against
the
Cassidys.
We all thought he was hammered.
You root against the Cassidys. Craig is exactly right.
No, I don't.
You've always bagged on Sean Cassidy.
And David.
And David.
Because he faded right out and wasn't really playing guitar.
And
they
the whole
fade
Partridge
out on that
family.
Partridge Family. It was very unstable.
Which, by the way, the Partridge Family is about a widow and her children trying to make good in the world by starting a band.
And playing beautiful music.
That kid was not playing drums, and Danny Bonaducci was not playing bass.
Yeah, he was.
And that little girl wasn't playing keyboards either.
Hey, David Cassidy can actually play guitar.
Oh, I know he can. He's a musician, for sure.
He is 66 years of age, 2 years older than that Russian diplomat who got it. He acknowledged the diagnosis in an interview with People magazine. He said he watched his grandfather struggle with dementia and saw his mother disappear from it as well. He said, I was in denial, but part of me always knew this was coming. And he has decided to stop touring as a musician to concentrate on his health and happiness. He had originally announced, I think a month or two ago, that this was going to be his last year of performing. I guess now he has ended it a little bit sooner than that. So we'll never get a chance to see David Cassidy perform again, George.
Well, that's too bad for the David Cassidy fans.
His father, Jack Cassidy, the actor, suffered from bipolar disorder and alcoholism, and they say he displayed increasingly erratic behavior towards the end of his life. Died in 1976. Do you remember how Jack Cassidy, the actor, died?
I think he drove off the high five.
I was not
George
around.
George laughed at that.
Because that's a ridiculous answer. We didn't have the high five. We didn't live around here. I was laughing in disgust is what I was doing.
What? That didn't make sense. He fell asleep with a lit cigarette.
Oh, yes.
That's
spontaneously combusted?
Well, I don't think he spontaneously combusted. I think he
burned
up.
Oh.
Because he lit the couch on fire.
Hmm. Hey, do you want to know the three things you can do to fight dementia?
Yes.
Exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Eat lots of omega-3 fatty acid-rich food.
Okay.
Pizza.
And learn something new every day.
Thank you. I do all of those things constantly.
Mm. Good.
Hot sports opinion. Secret hot sports opinion.
Well, we're getting a secret hot sports opinion.
He may have dementia, but he was drunk off his ass at that concert.
He may have dementia, but was drunk off his ass at that concert.
No, my brain didn't just say that.
Hot sports opinion.
Uh-oh.
Secret hot sports opinion.
Wearing a secret hot sports opinion on the ticket.
I agree.
Oh, no! What are we saying? He's had multiple arrests for drunk driving in November of 2010, charged with DWI. Oh. In August of 2013, charged with the same thing. In January of 2014, DWI. A month after his third arrest, his wife filed for divorce. In February of 2015, he filed for bankruptcy. In October of 2015, he was charged with hit and run when he sideswiped a truck and tried to cover up his license plate while he fled the scene.
Whoa.
I'd like to see that.
So,
yeah, you may be right about that.
So, symptoms of dementia.
Birthdays.
Birthdays, David Geffen, the record company executive, is 74.
Who was he married to, Liza, or he was married to somebody, or is?
That's not that big of a distinguishing claim.
I'll look that up.
He was married to somebody, or is.
Liza, right?
I don't know, but there was that other guy who was married to Liza, David Guest.
Oh, that's who I'm thinking of.
But David Geffen was married to someone famous, but David Geffen is gay, I thought.
Oh, yes. The first note under personal life is, he is gay.
Whoa. That's harsh. to lead with that.
Blind.
Actress Tyne Daly is 71. I drank with her daughter in New York.
That's odd.
Got drunk at a bar with her.
Her son had a lot of legal issues, Quentin Daly.
I love about that.
Is John Daly her son, too?
No.
No.
Anthony Daniels, the ticket's own C-3PO, is 71. Mm-hmm. Kelsey Grammer are 62, or Kelsey Grammer is 62? Thank you, George. Mary Chapin Carpenter is 59. William Baldwin, 54. Bassist Tad Kenchla of Blues Traveler is 44.
And he will be on tonight to pick against Charles Tex Watson.
Jennifer Love Hewitt, 38. Comedian Jordan Peele of Key and Peele is 38.
Funny.
Actress Ellen Page is 30.
Ellen Page, the old Viking.
No, it's Alan Page. Oh.
Actress Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones is 21. Alan Trammell turns 59 today.
Oh, yeah.
And Chad Hutchison turns 40.
Chutch.
Get today.
All right, that's Muse, 7:34 on the ticket, 9:21 on the ticket. Time for Gordo's Corner, brought to us by Load Bearing Wall Pros and Baker Brothers Plumbing and Air.
Thanks, Craig. Before we get to letting it all hang out there, they did a study, 16-year period. Whoa, that's bad, isn't it? Anyway, they found that the same-sex marriage laws may have helped reduce the suicide attempts by gay, lesbian, and bisexual teens.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, it is.
That's good news for the BLT community.
That's LGBTQI+, I think. Something like that. Yes, the researchers estimated that there's 134,000 fewer adolescents attempting suicide.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very much so. So that's a little quick hit for you. Then we get this story about SpaceX. You fascinated with SpaceX?
Yes. I saw it blasted off the other day.
Elon Musk. The rich guy who's...
Ooh, rich guy.
He's even got a cell phone. Got a car phone. I'm going to call you on your car phone today, George.
All right.
Do you still call your cell phone your car phone?
No.
I do.
Call it the bag phone.
So they launched this rocket, their Falcon 9. It lifted off the launch pad in Cape Canaveral at Kennedy Space Center. And he was carrying a Dragon spacecraft with 5,000 pounds of food, supplies, and space experiments. Going to the International Space Station. So as the capsule is heading up into space,
childish.
The rocket's first stage returns to Earth and lands upright on solid ground. Did you see it?
No.
Have you seen the footage
no.
of it?
Not
it's really cool looking. So this is a new idea, right? Usually we just burn the first stage rocket and it falls into the ocean or whatever, and it's just trash. But they're going to reuse this stuff. So they had the first stage rocket return and then land standing straight up.
How is that even possible?
Through space rockets.
Interesting.
Through rocket laser sharks. Through great white sharks with lasers on top of their robots.
You're getting worse.
And a jetpack on their interstellars.
And a big old cookie.
And a huge cookie. But it's pretty cool. SpaceX halfway through their contract with NASA to fly 20 resupply missions to the International Space Station. So far, none of them have been manned. You know, they just send up the rocket with the, I don't know, the Oreos and the whatever it is.
Surprise.
Cool Ranch Doritos. Mm-hmm. Do they have snacks, like regular snacks up there in space? Or do they have to eat all space food?
I know they send I know they send them a lot of Tang.
I don't think that's allowed
that
up there.
In the 70s.
Hey, by the way, do they still make Tang?
Think so.
I got some last night.
You got some or you had some?
You're sure of that?
Got some. Went to the grocery store.
Tang was introduced in 1963. Wow, I thought it'd been around a lot longer than that.
Nope.
Why are you laughing?
Because I think I'm funny.
Well, that's good.
The most honest answer we've ever heard. Tell me if this is beaten or not. A Florida woman.
Yep.
Whoa, dude, just because of Florida? What's wrong with you?
All the wheels off stories seem to come out of Florida.
I remind you, the Sorois are from Florida.
Exactly.
<Right. laughs> Boom.
You don't think they're wheels off stories?
A Florida woman arrested after she offered an undercover police officer oral sex in exchange for fast food.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you don't know enough details to say that yet.
Yeah, we do.
Fast food.
Buffy Bryan, 47 years of age.
Oh.
What's uh-oh about that?
Buffy?
Yes, it's a great name. She approached an undercover officer who was posing as a customer. Why was he posing as a customer at a Taco Bell?
He was a poser.
You're sticking with that 80s theme, aren't you? She offered to give him Groral Grex in exchange for two soft tacos.
Man, that is so...
Beef or chicken?
Wheels off.
See? George doesn't have enough information to say it's wheels off yet. It doesn't say, George.
Okay.
It said the order would have cost her $2.14.
Oh, no. Dollar menu.
Hey, she's going to do that. At least get a nice dinner.
Or
right?
Some wings.
At least go to...
Jer. Jer.
At least go to Sizzlin'. Get a steak.
I like steak.
With baked potatoes.
You're telling us what, George?
That Florida, that is a gourmet meal. Just some of the wheels off people in Florida. A couple of tacos. A couple of tacos, they're good.
I have a prediction.
I just like to get f***ed up.
Oh. Is she hot? You think she's hot?
My prediction is there is a 0% chance that she is hot.
The story I have did not have her picture. So you make in Google search Buffy Suzanne Bryan in Florida. Buffy Suzanne Bryan. And she has been arrested for prostitution 9 times now.
I have the answer, and I was right.
What?
She is not hot.
Let me see.
Well, don't just insult her after she goes through this rough time.
God, pop-up ad. I hate you.
Oh, man.
George, dude,
what's wrong with her?
She's just commenting on her. A lovely
I was
person.
Commenting the picture's blurry. Oh man, I can't see.
Okay, why do they have to? Why didn't they wait till she had her eyes all the way open?
What do you mean? What's wrong with her? You just read us the story.
She's okay.
That she gave Groral Grex for $2 of tacos.
She attempted to make that exchange. And shouldn't women have the ability to, or men, have the ability to make this exchange? If you want to provide a service for money, that's what we do when we mow someone's lawn. Here's a service for money.
We should
$8
all,
at Blockbuster.
Hold on.
$8
Rines, oh, Rines, hold on.
We should all have certain abilities.
That is the most generic thing I've ever heard in my life. And then finally... We get to the guy letting it all hang out. He's running for the governor of Arizona. His name is Noah Dyer.
Dyer.
And on his website, he went ahead and if you go to it, Noah Dyer for governor, and it says home, donate, about, issues, blog and news, contact, scandal and controversy.
Okay.
And under scandal and controversy... He basically exposes himself on sex, religion, his personal finances, his family, and his ideas of privacy. Under sex, he puts, Noah has had both deep and consensual and casual sexual experiences with all kinds of women. He's an advocate of open relationships. He has had group sex and sex with married women. He has sent and received intimate texts and pictures and occasionally recorded video during sex. Noah has been forthright with his partners. All of his relationships have been legal and consensual, not coercive or abusive. So he says he's unapologetic about his sexual choices. So he just lays it out there. He's done all that stuff. So if you have any sex messages from him, he's already fessed up.
Courage.
His personal finances, he says he has a negative net worth.
So sad.
He's $100,000 in student loan debt.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
$100,000.
His income-based loan repayment plan is actually insufficient to cover the interest, so his balance grows each year, he says.
Oh, no.
During the recession, he used credit card cash advances to pay tens of thousands of dollars in child support. Oh, my gosh. Do you know how much interest they charge on cash advances on your credit card? It's like 30%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's using cash advances to pay child support.
At least he's paying his child support.
That is true. Noah is divorced. He has his kids 30% of the time. Like any family, he says, he has minor feuds with his ex, his parents, his extended relatives. But on the whole, he treasures those relationships. So will this work for him? That he puts all his dirty laundry out front in not tremendously specific ways, but enough, mm-hmm. right? I mean, he's being honest and he's in debt, divorced, made some bad financial choices, believes in open relationships. And has orgies.
Will it work for him in what way?
In that there's no scandal that can really touch him.
Get votes.
And people are refreshed by his honesty. I think that it's possible in today's day and age. I think we've moved away from the whole moral. We want our politicians to be moral. We want them to just have the beliefs that we have. We don't care how they act. But do they believe the right things? And if he is I think he's running as a Democrat, so if he believes in a woman's choice and whatever the pet, you know, the cornerstone issues are for liberals.
I don't know if it's going to help him, but I think it's the best route.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's doing the right thing and just getting ahead of it, putting it out there, addressing it now. But I don't know that it will help him.
Tell us. I think it's both. I think it helps him and it's the best thing for him to do. And I think that maybe we are beyond this idea that we need to have our politicians be exemplars of behavior. You know, we had Clinton smoked pot, Barack Obama smoked pot.
Isn't that where it started?
Trump's been married a lot of times and talks like the grabbing thing. And
it kind of started with the Clinton presidency, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't think Clinton served in the military.
Right.
You know, we just got away from that whole apple pie and Christian ex-military kind of thing.
It is a fascinating story, and we will continue
to follow his progress.
For you.
Noah Dyer is his name. Look at that big old beard he's got in this one right here.
All right, that's the corner, 934 on the ticket.